Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Welcome everyone to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Amen. On this beautiful, beautiful day. It's a wonderful, beautiful day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad that and it's beautiful here in St. Louis today. I think I know the sun is shining brightly and it's 50 something degrees already and it's February. That's a beautiful thing. So we just want to thank and praise God this morning. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom is sitting here with us this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's doing well. We'll give more of a report later on of what's going on with her. It's all good. Glory to God. Amen. So greet everyone this morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see everybody this morning.
Amen. Let's open up with prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth
as it is
in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread
and forgive us
our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power,
and the glory,
forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll pray our prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's had quite a morning already this morning, you know, getting her up, getting her dressed and all that, moving from this side to the next side and doing this and doing that. And also we gave her, you know, some medication this morning. So she'll be with us, sitting with us. Amen. Hallelujah. God. Amen. Let's read our scripture today, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read that together, and then, you know, we'll go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands is of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Now let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. As we were reading that scripture, those scriptures, the Lord said that some of you have memorized it now. Amen. Hallelujah. You got that scripture on the inside of you and you're hiding it in your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. Amen. So now We're at the part where we do our pearls to ponder. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his nature, and his character. And so every month he's given us a word, and that's either his name, character, or his nature. And so we have that word that he's given to us to ponder on, to think about it. Let it roll around in our heads. You know how sometimes things just roll around in your head and you don't even know how it got there? But this, we're going to do it on purpose. We're thinking about God and what we've been thinking about and pondering this month is the Lord is our transformer. Amen. As transformer, he's our converter. He's our modifier. He's our changer. You know, butterflies are transformed from caterpillars to butterflies. Amen. So he does that in us. So earlier this month, we've looked at him as transforming our nature into his nature. Amen. And we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we've talked about that earlier this month. Amen. We're a new creation. We're a new creature. Praise God. Hallelujah. Old things have passed away. Behold, he has made all things new. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, because the old Barbara Kinsey, Lord have mercy. Amen. So today our scripture is Galatians 2:20, and that's a very, it's a scripture that has blessed my heart for years. I recall when I really began to be close to the Lord, and this scripture, you know, I didn't think of the word transform back then, but this scripture really speaks to God transforming us in such an awesome way. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. So when God transforms us and we realize and we get a revelation of that transformation, we began to see that it is no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. And it's not like we're like completely different than he made us. It's like, let me just say it this way. If he made us to be a rose, when he transforms us and we know that he lives in us and we just become the best rose we could ever be. Amen. Just a beautiful rose with the colors all deep and everything. Amen. If he made us to be a bush, we're the best bush we could ever be. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever he has designed us to be, as he transforms us from within because he lives within us, amen, we can now live the way that he truly meant for us to live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have a song, and the song is really Galatians 2:20. Hallelujah. The song is Galatians 2:20, and I believe, oh, yeah, oh, there's somebody singing it. We don't own the rights to any of this music, but the guy who's singing it, I couldn't tell what his name was on it, but the song is such a blessing. amen. I am crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I've been brought from death to life. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am bought with the price. Which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am washed by his blood, I might live unto God and bear the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's something to ponder on the rest of this week as we end the month of this month as well, to just, you know, ponder on that. We have another week, another Sunday, but ponder on this week, that it is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Hallelujah. And a transformation that we've all made being born again is because Christ lives in us. Amen. That's something to ponder on. Hallelujah. That's our pearls to ponder for today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's go to our declarations this morning. Amen. Declaring and decreeing by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we love to declare and decree because we do believe what it says in Job 22 and 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 8, The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. His word stands forever. Amen. So we were, you know, even just last much longer than that, but a week or so ago, we were in a situation that there was COVID in the situation. And it was, you know, all I could think about was, all we all could think about was the word of God that we've been declaring and decreeing. Amen. And that word met us all, everybody. Amen. Our beautiful family member who got diagnosed with COVID, we thank God there was no symptoms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No symptoms, but we, you know, separated from each other, you know, quarantined away from each other, just in case. But, you know, they had no symptoms. And then with us, there was myself, Pastor Mom, and Pastor Catherine. We were all together. I mean, we were close all together for several days. And none of Pastor Mom, myself, Pastor Catherine, none of us had COVID. And so, and none of us had any symptoms at all. And then the one who was diagnosed with COVID, like I said, no symptoms, and it went away quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank and praise God. These declarations, you know, we may say, we're saying these things. I've said it before, if a person doesn't need them right now, they will need them in the, and those declarations, because the word of God stands forever, because his word stands forever, those declarations will meet us wherever we are. And so we all started speaking the declarations and saying, you know what? You cannot sit in, lay hold, or go any course, because we forbid, you know, any sickness or disease to come upon us. We've already done that, and we're standing on that. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we say our declarations, as usual, be fully engaged. Amen. Engage your faith in this. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you do that, this will meet you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm even, you know, thinking about any sickness. I'm thinking about, you know, someone who was diagnosed with something. It was there for a while, but it had to leave. Glory to God. Okay. Amen. So repeat this declaration after me.
I come
in the name of the resurrected, Jesus.
Whose I am.
And whom I serve.
That at the name of Jesus,
every knee should bow of things in heaven
and
things
in
the earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. That is Philippians 2:10-11 and Psalm 82 verses 1-8. And as we were reading that, I was thinking about, you know, things in heaven, it's got to bow its knee. Things in earth, bow its knee. Things under the earth. And that made me think about that earthquake that happened not too long ago in Turkey, in Syria. And, you know, and we just lift it up, Lord, in Jesus' name, subject to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any kind of something coming out of the sky, like a sleet and snow and hail and all, subject, hallelujah, the name of Jesus. Amen. Not to mention things in this earth, meaning all of this stuff that's going on right now. There's a lot of things in the earth that's going on, but it's subject, hallelujah. And as we stand by faith, those things that are subject must come subjected under the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat. No weapon formed
against me
shall prosper. This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do will prosper.
I
am like a tree,
that's planted
by the stream of water. Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 1 and verse 3. And then, you know, when we say no weapon, that's, you know, powers and principalities. It's not about flesh that this is happening. It looks like it's coming from flesh, but it is powers and principalities and evil, you know, in high places. And I'm just thinking again of something that happened recently around, we're in the senior apartment building. I talked to the doorman because he knows everything going on around here. He's like the doorkeeper. So I was talking to him, and he was telling me last week there was a shootout in front of the building. Of course, I knew nothing about it. And what happened was some guys were chasing each other and shooting each other. The blood of Jesus against that Wild West, lawless, and they were shooting at each other in the street. Well, there was a car that was parked in our front parking lot, and most of us think, oh, the front parking lot is the safe one. Well, somebody's car windows got shot out as they were shooting, going up and down the street. And one of the bullets actually went into one of the apartments and went through the window. And I was like, you know what? The blood of Jesus. So we continually pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, even in the place where we reside. There was a story recently in the news about a little girl who was asleep in her bed, and there was a shootout outside her home. She was asleep in the bed, and thank God the bullet did not kill her, but it went into her wrist. You know, it was like just all through her windshield. So there's so much going on right now that it's so important to be fully engaged and pray this. You may not need it right now, but when you need it, it's going to be there. The word is going to meet you there. Let's continue on. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease, allergy, allergic reaction, germs, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction, in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. And the last one, repeat after me, I have no lack, for my God meets all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4 and verse 19. Amen. Love that. Love all of these scriptures. When it says God will meet all my needs according to his glorious riches. So sometimes we think he's going to meet our needs according to what we have in the bank. But it's greater than that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. According to his riches, you know, where he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the silver and the gold belong to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And he got gold on the street for pavement and pearls for a gate. Hallelujah. That's the kind of glorious riches we're talking about. Just a little taste of it. Amen. Let's go into some little praise and worship here. Hallelujah. Amen. A few songs just came to my heart this morning. And here's one. It's called Lord, You're Holy. Hallelujah. He is holy. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.
I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. He is holy, holy, holy. Amen. Wonderful, glorious, holy and righteous, victorious, conqueror, triumphant and mighty, healer, deliverer, shield and defense. He's my strong tower. And then he's my best friend. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He's all that and so much more. And we just give him glory this morning. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray over our finances now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good. You know, he's doing some things in finances now. We've seen him do the prophet said, it's like he sees a cloud the size of a man's hand, and he saw the cloud in the distance, and the cloud was coming closer because he knew that there was going to be an abundance of rain, and that's what I'm seeing in the spirit right now. You know, it's like God has, we see a cloud from a distance, but it's coming closer and closer. And when it gets over us, an abundance of rain. And when we are ready to receive what God has, he's going to give it to us. Amen. And he's preparing us. And one way of preparing us is through tithes and offerings. And as we continue to do that, then he pours out on us. I'll tell you a testimony. I'm not using any names right now, but a testimony of someone who gives tithes and offerings on a regular basis. But just even last week, the person gave extra. You know, I've not seen a tithe and offering from this person that was really that much. And if it was, it's been a long time. And something happened this week that was just awesome. Suddenly, everybody wanted to bless that person. Not everybody, but quite a few people was just led by God to bless that person. You know how it says men shall give unto your bosom? Well, that is happening. That has happened even on this week that we've seen it. And so where that person has given tithes and offerings that was more than they had given before, God poured out on them more than what they had given. Hallelujah. Amen. And so whatever the Lord is telling you to do, if he's telling you to step out by faith and go ahead, you've been giving offerings maybe, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. But God wants to get us to the place where we're really tithing, where we're really giving 10% of whatever he puts in our hands. If we get $500 in our hands, 50 goes to the Lord. That's 10%. 5,000, he can bump it up to 5,000 in a heartbeat. Amen. And then the tithe and the offering is $500 out of $5,000. Amen. So part of our sermon today is about trying and testing from the Lord. Well, he tries us and tests us on our giving. And he said to try and test him as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's pray over our finances. Repeat this prayer after me. Fully engaged also, and we're all together. So one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000, five will put 10 million, six will put 100 million, and seven will put 1,000,000,000. Amen. So as we say this together, things are going to happen. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration
and give me guidance.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
May I always
Be paid well
for the work I do.
And may
my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have,
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Pastor Mom stopped repeating for a second, and she was receiving. She said, Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. You can also mail it and make the check payable to ESL 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And let's pray over this, our finances, and this wonderful rain of abundance that is coming. Hallelujah. That wealth transfer is still going on right now. So, Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. We thank you for the tithers, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Those who gave 10%, hallelujah. And your word says in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, you said, try you and test you on this to see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings to us? It would be too much for us to receive. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Amen. And so our money won't be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be destroyed. It will not be wasted. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for those who are giving offerings, Lord. You said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. And with the same measure that you give, it will be given unto you like that. Amen. So I paraphrase a little bit at the end. But we just thank God right now for the tithers, for the givers. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And you said that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory for that right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we definitely need the finances, and God knows exactly what we need, and he knows how to put it in our hands from whatever direction. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. When I got up this morning and I was just, sitting and just being in the presence of the Lord, and I heard a song in my spirit that this was one of the songs that I can remember when I was a young child. And this song touched my heart greatly. And I'm trying to, when I was a young child, I was maybe four or five years old. And I remember this song, and it just came upon me today so sweetly. So I wanted to share it with you all. It's a hymn, and it's called Fairest Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's hear that before we go into the word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fairest Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Such a beautiful, sweet way to praise and worship him. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just bless you right now. We thank you that you are the fairest. You are the fairest of them all, Lord God. We give you glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forever, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your presence here today. Thank you, Lord God, for touching us in a wonderful, sweet way today, meeting each and every one of us at the very point of our need and then doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine, Lord God. Thank you that you just love us with an everlasting love. And we can trust you in every situation and every circumstance. Thank you, Lord God. Fairest, Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's been over just about 60 years since I first learned that song. No, more than 60. And it still touches me in a wonderful way. Thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready to go into the Word today, we need some readers. Hallelujah. We need some readers. We do have some already assigned. And so if you would like to be a reader, press your number one key. And if you've already been assigned as a reader, go ahead and press your number one key so I can find you easily. Thank you. Thank you so much. Pastor Price, thank you. Thank you for pressing your number one key. And I see you, Minister Rachel and family. Amen. I see you too, Minister Amber. Thank you so much. Pastor Price, I'll let you start with the first scriptures. It's under He Knows, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 3, and 2 Timothy 2:19. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have other things assigned. If nobody else says anything, I'll just read the one under Heart Proved. Anyone else? You want to read? Okay. Okay. I see you, Amber. Amen. Okay. That'll work. We'll just do it like that. Or Pastor Price, you could probably take all of those. Yeah, you can do that, Pastor Price. Amen. Go ahead and do the first part. So you're going to be in Psalm about three times. So take under Tried and Tested, Heart Proved, Psalm 17:3 and Psalm 66:10. That'll work. Amen. So you're not flipping too much. You just got a 2 Timothy 2:19. Amen. So that's what we'll do. That works out well. Okay. So Pastor Price. All right, so we thank the Lord. We are on part eight, but you know when God gives us something, we're not in a hurry, but he does things in different ways, and there's some things that he wants us to know. Now, this particular topic today that the Lord has us talking about with the book of Job, out of the book of Job, let me tell you what, it has been confirmed, and reconfirmed. Looks like everybody and their mama's talking about this. But, you know, of course, you know, when the Lord says something to you, then you have ears to hear it from different directions. So our main scripture today, and it's written on your outline that I sent you, is Job 23 and verse 10. Job 23 and verse 10 is on there, and what it says, hallelujah, stuff around here. What it says, amen, is, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, this has been a scripture that's been it's been blessing me for a long time. Many times when I hear this scripture, I might just break down crying because the presence of the Lord comes with this scripture. He knows the way that I take. Amen. A lot of times, most times, we don't even know the way that we take. But he knows the way that we take. And, you know, when he called me into full-time ministry back around the year 2000, when he called me into full-time ministry, I mean, that was a way that I had never gone before, never thought about it, to leave a job in the telecommunications industry. And back in those days, you know, making six figures, that was good money back then. And to leave that and be in full-time ministry, to just walk away from that by his Spirit. And the funny thing was, he even told me, and don't even get on unemployment. So, I mean, I really, really had to trust God and know that he knows the way that we take. And so he knew every way that I would take. There were some times I had some good old times. You know, he took care of me royally. Amen. I remember that first year I traveled around the United States about four times. If I wanted my hair done, I'd just fly to California and get my hair done. They did dry cleaning down in Florida. I'd just fly to Florida to get my dry cleaning done. Amen. And so, I mean, he's during that time, he showed me how to abound and how to abase and how to be at peace during those times. Amen. So he knows the way that I take. He knows the way that we take. And when he has tried me, that stands out. When? Now, if you haven't been tried yet, there's a when coming. When he has tried me. Hallelujah. So we're all going to go through a trying process. Absolutely, positively. Most of us have been, I'd probably say all of us who's listening right now, right on this February the 19th, 2023, who's online right now, all of us have been tried. You know, someone may listen in the year 2055. They haven't been tried yet. It's okay, baby. Your time is coming. You will be tried. But it's not a bad thing. It may seem to be a hard thing or a bad thing at the moment. But that last part, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. And the thing that I've learned about the Lord and how he works is that, and I'm going faster than myself here. Let me go back up to this topic. It says, God reveals himself to us through Job. And it's really through Job's words. you know, but he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And then the subtopic is ready, tried, tested, gold, promoted, promotion. Amen. And so before he tries us, he makes us ready. He prepares us to be tried. He does not allow us to go into a place of being tried and tested until we are ready in him. You know, of course, it rains on the just and the unjust. But there are times where he won't let the rain come to us unless we're ready. He won't let the fire come to us unless we're ready. And that all that readiness is in him. Hallelujah. So he makes sure that we are ready. Glory to God. And, you know, I like to say on ready. When you get to know him, you're on ready. And as we're getting to know him, he makes sure that we're ready. Even in the book of Job, before Job went through where his went through this devastation, where in one day his all of his possessions were gone, all of his children died, all of that happened in one day. But Job was ready. And now you may say, well, how we know Job was ready for that? He was ready because remember how the Lord said when the Lord was talking to the enemy about him, about Job, he talked about Job. And he talked about the kind of person that Job was. Have you considered my servant Job? And, you know, how he even hated evil, and his respect for God and everything. And so Job was ready, and God would not allow it, even allow the enemy to come and for Job to be tried and tested until Job was ready. And so we can take comfort in that. Whatever we're going through, whatever trial, whatever test we're going through, God has made us ready for it. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, he wouldn't allow it, Minister Rachel, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it, Pastor Price, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it, Minister Amber, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it, Sister Queen, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it, Minister Mary, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it, Sister Debbie, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it, Sister Monica, unless you were ready. Amen. For the trial and the test, he wouldn't allow it, Pastor Mom. Yeah. Unless you were ready. Hallelujah. He wouldn't allow it, Barbara Kizzy, unless you were ready. He wouldn't allow it. Hallelujah. I think about Pastor Mom when she had that fall. That's a trial and that's a test. He wouldn't allow it unless she was ready. And we were ready, because that's been something for us as well. Praise God. Amen. Because he knows the way that we take. Hallelujah. Let's go on into those scriptures now about he knows. Oh, before we get there, I want to say this about this scripture, Job 23. You know, if we go back to Job 22, which I'm not going to go back there right now, but you can go back there and read it. And this is when one of Job's friends, I think it was Elihu, one of his friends was saying to him, why don't you go ahead and just repent and say you did something wrong? Don't keep acting like you didn't do something wrong, because God wouldn't have done this to you unless you had done something wrong. So stop acting like you haven't done nothing wrong. Go ahead and repent. And then when you repent, then God is going to do better for you. He's going to do well. Things are going to turn around. And I'm paraphrasing, really paraphrasing. And so then when Job spoke again, Job said, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come out or come forth as gold. It's like, no, you don't understand everything between me and God, but I understand. He knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Feeling Job on that one. I was definitely feeling him on it. and I think about there was one time I was in the hospital, and I had had this really bad allergic reaction, and they had to put me in the hospital for it. And my friends came up, and they were like, two or three of them came up, and they were like Job's friends. And they started telling me, you know, Kizzy, you need to repent. You know, it's something that you have done that has caused this to come upon you. Well, I know you wasn't as spiritual as you appear to be. Something ain't right if you're going through all this, you know. So they were talking like that. And then one of my friends, my other friend, it was three of them who were talking about me. And then one of my friends said, you know what, y'all going to get out of here and leave her alone. So she put them out of the room. And I was like, hallelujah. And so, but the thing I did was I did check myself. I did that before they came in. I'm like, God, if this is on me and I've done something, you know, I did repent. I did say, God, you know, I don't want anything on me. If I have done something, you know, bring it to me. Let the Holy Ghost bring it to my remembrance. I want to repent over that. Amen. And I think that's one of the things that we do when we have a relationship with the Lord. We make sure that we are clean before him. And 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we do go to him and we, you know, ask for forgiveness. But Job had not done anything. And so, amen, hallelujah. And he's like, but he knows who I could feel that. He knows the way that I take. Y'all leave me alone. Okay, so Pastor Price, I'm going to open up your line so you can go ahead and read. We're looking at He Knows. And when we talk about God as knowing, we're talking about him being omniscient, meaning that he knows all. And omni means all, and science means knowledge. So omniscient is God has all knowledge. Amen. That word's not really found in the Bible, but the truth of God being omniscient is revealed throughout the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And we see that he knows. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Price. Psalm 1 and verse 6. And thank you. Good morning.
1 and verse 6. I got 1 and verse 5.
You close.
Is 1 5? I'm close, but I didn't get. Wait a minute. I'll put it back on here and put 6 on there. I'm on my Bible Gateway this morning. Good morning. And good morning, Pastor Mom. I love you, and Apostle and Pastor Catherine. In Psalms 1 and verse 6, it says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You want
Amen.
The second one, too?
Amen.
You
yeah.
want the second
and that's going back to He Knows. He knows the way. Amen. Go ahead with Psalm 139:1-3.
Yes. All right. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Mm-hmm. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways.
All my ways. Amen. You know that what that saying goes, you can fool some of the people some of the time.
Yes.
You can't. We can't fool God none of the time. Sometimes we even try to fool ourselves. But he knows. He knows when we sit down, when we get up. He knows. And then he understands. Oh, I love that. He understands our thoughts from afar off. Before the thought even forms good in our head, he knows it. Hallelujah. And our path, he knows. He's acquainted with all our ways. And Job would say, he knows the way that I take. Amen. Go ahead. 2 Timothy 2:19.
Nevertheless, verse 19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and that everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen. Hallelujah. So he knows us. He knows us. Amen. And love that part. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his. Amen. He knows us. And, oh, my God, in the scripture where it says, where the Lord says, depart from me, I never knew you. That's got to be straight up hell right there, you know. And that he knows us, that's love. Amen. And that's where we all are when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, that he knows us, we know him, or we're getting to know him. Amen. And then, so that's all about just a few scriptures to talk about that the Lord is truly omniscient, that he knows the way, he knows, he understands our thoughts from afar off, he knows the righteous. Amen. And then we are tried and tested, and you know, going back to our main scripture that says when he has tried me, other versions will say when he has tested me. And all of it says, when he has. And that means it's going to happen for sure. You know, as they say, you could take that to the bank. It's going to happen. We love him. He loves us. We're tried. We're tested. We're proven. Amen. And so this part here, we're talking about what is he trying, what is he testing. He's testing us, he's testing our heart. Pastor Price, Psalm 17 and verse 3.
All right, I'm taking my mute off. Psalm 17 and verse 3 says, thou hast proved my heart, thou hast visited me in the night, thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress.
Hallelujah. May we all have that testimony. Amen. Thou hast proved my heart, visited me in the night, and has tried me, hallelujah, and found nothing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So he's going to make sure that our hearts are tried, proven, and tested, you know. And really, when he does that, it's not so much for us. I mean, excuse me, it's not so much for him, because he knows. It's for us to know where our heart is, where our heart really is. Amen. 'Cause he knows already. Praise. And every time I read something about proved, I think about David. When Saul wanted him to wear his armor, And David said, no, I can't wear that. I haven't proven that. Amen. And so it has not, and he had not tried it. He had not tested it. It had not been proven. So he wasn't going to put that on to try to go after Goliath. Amen. Because he wasn't ready for that. Okay, and the last one with you, Pastor Price, Psalm 66 and verse 10.
All righty. Psalm 66 and verse 10 says, "For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us, as silver is tried."
Hallelujah. Amen. So the heart is proved and tested and as silver. And so we're going to go into the next section we're going to is about silver and gold being tried and tested and refined, that the impurities come out of it. And that's what he's doing with our hearts. You know, he's making sure that that's done. And so, you know, and all of this that we're talking about is how God is revealing himself through what Job has said. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Thank you so much. That went real smooth. Amen. Okay, so Minister Rachel, not Minister Rachel, not yet, but Minister Amber. Amen. So we're in a section now of pride, refined like silver and gold. Now, I want to go through these scriptures, and Minister Amber's going to read it. And then I want her to share with us for a few moments about, she ministered one night about how gold, I believe it was gold rather than silver, it might be both of them, that she ministered on it one night. And on one Wednesday night, and I was so blessed by it, I asked her to come and talk to us a little bit today about that as well. But first, let's read the scriptures. Proverbs 17 and verse 3. Good morning, Minister Amber.
Good morning to you and Pastor Grandma and everyone who's on the line and who will listen in the future.
Amen.
It says in Proverbs 17:3, "The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the heart."
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to see, you know, some more about that, but the fining pot, we don't really know what a fining pot is, but there is a fining, well, these days we don't know anything about it. But from what I understand, that's made out of, I think it was granite, but it's where the silver can go in and be heated so much that it melts. And then it says, you know, the furnace is for gold. So, you know, we're talking about some hot stuff here. And there's some heat that comes to us in situations and circumstances that will try the heart. And you notice it says, "But the Lord tries the heart." And the one who knows all and the one who makes sure that we're ready for it before he takes us into it. Amen. Go ahead, Zechariah 13 and verse 9.
"And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God."
Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, when we're talking about refining silver and gold, we're talking about some heat happening here, some fire going on. Amen. And that's how we are tried. And the result of being tried is that, you know, we know for sure that we are his people if we know for sure that he is our God. Hallelujah. So we don't just go through the fire or whatever we go through. We just don't go through that for kicks and giggles. Amen. It's not just kicks and giggles. We're going somewhere. God's bringing us somewhere with this. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know for sure, and we know he knows. Amen. Go ahead. Malachi 3, verses 2 and 3.
But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire in the fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I remember many years ago, I was in a church choir, and the song, I can't remember the song now. Maybe I'll look it up one day, but in that song, it was talking about purging, purifying the sons of Levi. And the sons of Levi, the sons of Levi's were the ones who worked in the tabernacle, who were close to the Lord, close to his presence, and working in the tabernacle. But he had to purge them as gold and silver that they could bring an offering unto the Lord, an offering in righteousness. And righteousness is right standing with God. So they had to be purged as gold and silver to be able to bring an offering in righteousness, an offering in right standing with God. And so he makes sure that our hearts are purged and cleansed and purified. Hallelujah. Amen. Like gold, like silver, like fine metal. Amen. So Minister Amber, share with us what you have found out about refining gold.
Oh, yes. And the silversmith and the goldsmith, they both start their work with impure silver and gold ore. And through the refining process, they extract and mold the pure gold and silver by removing all of the impurities in the ore. This process involves fire and the close attention of the smith. The smith puts the ore in the fire to burn out some of the impurities and then takes it out and shapes it, and then back in the fire. All the while, he keeps a close eye on his precious metal. The goal of the silversmith or goldsmith is to fashion a precious metal until it is pure and shines bright. He heats it and works with his metal until he can see his reflection in it. In that same way, our Father God refines us, his precious children, throughout different adversities that we go through in our lives. But we must know that he has a similar purpose of the smith, to remove any impurities so that we may shine brightly and reflect his image. While we are in the fire of different situations in our lives, he never takes his eyes off of us, but he pays close attention and keeps close watch to determine how the process is going and when to take us out, when to reshape us, when to put us back in. And we must always know that God is always with us. He cares about us, and be confident that the goldsmith and our Father God never takes his eyes off of us. And we must use this time to be more like Jesus and be a reflection of him.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. I appreciate that. That was good. Amen. And I love that, you know, how God, you know, allows us to be in the fire, and what he's really looking for is to see his reflection, to see himself in us. And I think about, you know, when we have children and we look at them, and I mean, it's just the most wonderful thing when we can see ourselves in our children. You know, it's a wonderful thing for our parents to be able to see themselves in us. I think about even Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom is an excellent cook, and she has taught us to cook over the years, all of us, her sons, her daughters, and her grandchildren too. And so yesterday I made something. I made, you know, drumsticks and gravy and rice and stuff. And when she tasted it and she said, "This is what I've been looking for." And I was like, that means that tasted like her food, the way that she cooked. And so I was like, thank you, Lord. Amen. I must have got that right. Hallelujah. And so God looks at us. You know, he's looking for himself. You know, he's looking for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He's looking for himself in the land of the living. Who looks like me? Who looks like me on earth? Who walks like me? Who talks like me? Who smells like me, you know, on this earth? Amen. And that's what he's looking for. And he allows us to go into that purging process, find that refining process, so that that happens. And not only is he happy when it happens that he can see his reflection, we're happy too. Because at that point, we are who we are, being transformed. Amen. Like our pearls to ponder, we're being transformed into his image and his likeness. And, you know, being more and more like him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then what stood out to me about what you said, Minister Amber, is that he never takes his eyes off us. While we're in that process of being purged and refined, we're going through the fire. I mean, we probably don't feel like we're being refined and purged. We just feel the flames. We feel the heat of the circumstance and the situation. But all that time, his eyes are on us. His eyes never leave us. And so we can know that he's watching after us. And then I think about the, we talked about going to the potter's house and how the potter, who is, you know, like the Lord, he is the potter. We are the clay. And when he puts the clay on the potter's wheel and it's spinning, you know, it's like our life is spinning, spinning, spinning all around. He's molding us and shaping us into what he wants us to be, his likeness and his image. And the beautiful part is when we're on that potter's wheel, he never takes his eyes off of us. Just like in this refining process with the silver and the gold, he never takes his eyes off of us. That is so encouraging to me. Whatever's going on, God's eyes on me. He don't miss nothing. He sees it all. He knows it all. He's in it all with me. Amen. And then in the potter's, as him as the potter, he not only has his eyes on us, but he has his hands on us at the same time. His hands never leave the clay when he's working with the clay. So his hands and his eyes are on us. And that is such an encouragement to our hearts that, you know, he never leaves us. He'll never forsake us. And he knows exactly how to mold us and shape us as he's trying us, as he's testing us, as he's purging us, as he's refining us. He knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say that together. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. He's going to see himself in me. Glory to God. And then thank you, Minister Amber, so much. Praise God for you. Amen. Amen. And then Minister Rachel and family. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family. Now we're going to get into the trying of our faith. Because all of this, you know, the trying of our heart, being molded, shaped, being put in the refiner's fire for gold and silver, our faith is being tried. Amen. Our heart, our faith, our life is being tried. So, Minister Rachel and family, you have your scriptures, Hebrews 11:17. Good morning, you all. You mute.
Let me see. Hold on.
Okay. Minister Rachel? Hold on. Yeah, I got your mic on. Do you have your mute on? Okay. I have it open. I'm looking at to see. Okay, I thought maybe she might have got on another phone. Okay, so I'm going to continue on. The trying of our faith, Hebrews 11.
Let me see if she sent me a message.
Well, Minister Rachel, we're looking for you and the family. Maybe something's going on right now, but your line is open. And I'll look for you to see if you come on that 201 number because I'm not hearing you at all. Okay. Hebrews 11:17 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, come on, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So if you know the account of Abraham got blessed. He really got blessed by the Lord. And him and his wife had, they were waiting on God to bless them with a child. The Lord had told them all of this and said that they were going to have a child and he was going to be the father of nations. And he was getting old, up really old, and she was too, past childbearing age and all of that. And God gave them a child. After waiting so long and going through other situations, I'll make the story short, gave them a child. Then, sudden, the Lord was like, okay, now take him on up and sacrifice him. After he had waited all that time. And my understanding was that Isaac, was maybe a teenager, early 20s. So he just had him for a little while there. And, okay, Rachel, Minister Rachel, I see you. So Abraham was being tried. His heart was being tried and tested after he had waited all that long time. And now what are you going to do? Are you going to do what I'm asking you to do? I know you got this baby right here, but what? Are you going to still be ready to offer up your only son? And Abraham said yes, that he would do it. But he was trusting, he was still trusting that God was going to do something. And praise God, God sent the ram in the bush. And so it was the ram that was sacrificed and not his son. But this was done in real time. Amen. It was done in real time. There was real feeling. There was realness in this. This wasn't play. He had to see. God had to see Abraham's heart do what he knew Abraham's heart would do. Abraham really had to see his own heart for God. And that's what the trying of our faith is like. You know, we have to know what our heart would do in situations with something that we love and want. And I have gone through that as well. And I can recall the Lord said to me, he said, I'll give you this, what you want. I'll give you the word. And you, when you say these words, you will have this. And what I heard in my spirit, within, I heard, yeah, I'm going to allow you to have what you want, but when you get it, you're going to be on your own. The impression I had that I would be on my own if I wanted this thing that bad, I could have it, but I'd be on my own. And what came up out of my spirit was, Lord, I only want this by your hand. I don't want this all by myself. I don't want to have to, even though I think this would be wonderful, but I don't want to have to deal with it all by myself. I want you. I want it by your hand. And so I took my hands off of it and let God have it. Amen. And I believe, you know, that's what Abraham, something like that, that's what he did. Praise God. Minister Rachel and family. Okay, you got your mute off? I'm still not hearing you.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Yes.
Hi. Okay, Gabrielle, get your scripture ready of Hebrews. Hebrews 11 and 17. Go ahead, Princess.
Okay, I'm starting right now. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
Excellent, Gabrielle. Thank you so much. Amen. And let's go on to James. Who has James 1, verse 4 and 12?
My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that ye are trying of your faith, worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to all that love him.
Amen. Thank you. Now, who was that? Marcus.
Malachi was a little bit in it, but then he stopped. But
okay.
The rest was Marcus.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Marcus and Malachi. Thank you. Now, with this scripture, before we go on to the next one, with this James 1, verses 2 through 4, it talks about, you know, like what happens when we are tried. You know, there's something that the Lord is doing, the trying of our faith. He's bringing about patience. And let patience have its perfect work. He wants us to be patient, to be at peace when we're waiting, you know, rather than to try to trudge ahead and get it. Patience has a work that it's doing, not only a work, but a perfect work. And place where we're patient, just knowing that God is going to take care of everything. And then we count it all joy. You know, as he's going through things and trying our faith, hallelujah. I know some of us have been waiting for homes, and we want, you know, we've been talking to the Lord. He said we're going to get a new home, and so we've been waiting. We've been patiently waiting, and following what the Lord has told us to do. And then verse 12 is we're blessed when we endure temptation, you know, and not get into that temptation. He doesn't want us to succumb to temptation when we are tried. And sometimes he allows things to go in front of us, like even with Adam and Eve. They had a bunch of trees in the garden. He didn't have to put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in there and tell them not to mess with it. But he was trying and testing their heart, see where their heart was. And, you know, that there was an issue that went on with that. But those of us, you know, when we are tried and we are tested by the Lord, he said that we shall receive the crown of life. Hallelujah. And the Lord has promised to them that love him. Amen. There's a crown of life that's waiting for us because he loves us. Amen. And there was a try and a test even for our salvation to see if we would even receive him as Lord and Savior. And as we receive him and we love him, he has a crown of life waiting for us. Praise God. Amen. Okay, let's go on to 1 Peter 1 and verse 7.
I had to take the mute off. Yes, I apologize for that. I had to take the mute off. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ, of Jesus Christ, at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. So the trial of our faith. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel and family. The trial of our faith, the trying of our faith, the testing of our faith is so precious. It's more precious than gold. That has been purified is more precious than all of that. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm looking, the Lord told me just real quick, check out the price of gold today. Could that be true? Gold is $1,840. That's not for an ounce, really? I haven't looked up that in a long time. But, I mean, gold is very precious. Hallelujah. People are paying good money for gold these days. This, you know, just it's a very precious metal. But there's something more precious than gold. Hallelujah. And that is the trying of our faith. Our faith is much more precious than gold. When gold doesn't mean anything anymore, it's our faith that's going to mean something. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in that scripture that says, these three will remain when all is gone. These three will remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. So our faith is right up there with hope and love. And so the Lord is going to make sure that while we're here in the land of the living, that right where we're here in the land of the living, that our faith is working, our faith is operating, because he knows the way that we take. And when we have been tried, when he has tried us, we shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel and family. Thank you all so much. So let's go on to the last part of this as we get ready to close. What gold looks like. And I was just jotting down some things. What gold looks like is when God is so up close and personal to us because we have experienced him in our lives. You know, we just don't know about him by reading about him, but he's so an integral part of our lives that we're living him. Hallelujah. He lives and moves and has his being in us. That's what gold looks like. And there's a promotion that happens when he makes us gold, you know, like gold. And we get to know him in this up close and personal way. Amen. And he even sees himself in us. Hallelujah. That's what gold looks like. When God sees himself in us. Amen. And then what happens too is that our enemies know that there is a God in heaven. You know, they may have thought that we were kind of weird or whatever, but, you know, just like Job's friends, where Job was like, but he knows the way that I take, and when he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And it's like, and y'all going to see it and know it. He's going to let y'all know it. Amen. And so with Job, his friends, I'm saying his enemies, but his friends know that there is a God in heaven as well. Hallelujah. And that God loves him. That's what gold looks like. That's what promotion looks like. And then God promotes us. He promotes us in the land. I'm just going to give a few examples of that as we close. And then we're promoted in the land and we're promoted in heaven as well. So Job 42. Verses 4-8, it says, now this is after the Lord shows up. And then Job talked after the Lord has shown up and said some things. And Job says, I have heard of these by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Amen. He heard of God, but now he gets to see God. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. He reminds me of Elijah. Woe is me, for I am undone. You know, when we really get to see God, we know that we are undone. And the only way we can be done is when he takes us through that fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7, Job 42, verse 7. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. Hallelujah. So it's like, so there. You know what? Job, he is really my guy here. You know? And y'all better have some respect for him. That's what gold looks like. When the Lord, you know, lets your enemies or your friends, know who you are in him. Amen. And so God was letting his friends know. And also what really stood out to me was how the Lord had them to do the sacrifices and the burnt offering and everything. And then he said, my servant Job shall, there was a promotion in the natural, in the land, in the natural, when Job got all of his everything back, including children. And so God blessed him like that and then promoted him to live longer. I believe he lived till he was 140 years. So he got to do a do-over with his kids. And I've never heard anybody preach that before, but the Lord was saying that to me in the spirit, that Job got to do a do-over with his kids. And this time with his children, he taught them about God. You know, he didn't have to do that sacrifice all the time when they got together to meet, because he had trained them up in the way that they should go, so that he wouldn't have to be afraid that they would curse God when they got together with their little parties and stuff. Amen. So he got to do a do-over. That was a promotion to be able to do that. You know, so all of everything came back to him. More than anything, he was promoted to know the Lord. He was gold to know that the Lord, he got to know the Lord more than before. And also that he got a promotion in the spirit, because he was the one that was the intercessor. And the Lord said, and Job shall pray for you. Hallelujah. And then as I read that, the Lord said, yeah, look at Jesus. When Jesus went through as well, because Jesus was, he went through the fire too. Amen. And what Jesus did was he got the keys to hell, to the grave, and then he ascended on high to the right hand of the Father. Amen. And ever making intercession. And so sometimes we think about praying for somebody as not being like a high thing in the Lord, but to intercede is what Jesus does. To intercede is what Job did, what God told Job to do after he had been through the fire, after he had been tried and tested. This was his gold time. And there's a song that said, living my life like it's golden. Hallelujah. And so this was his gold. His golden time was to have intercession. Amen. And to make intercession for his friends. So there's a couple of other examples. And I know that you guys know this about Daniel, how Daniel was promoted. He was tried and tested, even going into that lion's den, where he got in the lion's den because he continued to pray to God. He wouldn't do, what the king told him to do. And so he went to the lion's den, but he got a promotion after he went through that. The three Hebrew boys actually went into the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God met them in the fire. He was the fourth man in the fire. Hallelujah. And they made it out of the fire, and then they got promoted. Hallelujah. Amen. And so just as we close, just want to encourage you all, if you're in a fire right now, God knows the way that you take. When he has tried you, you shall come forth as gold. He knows everything that you're going through. He knows. He knows the way that you take. And when this is all over, when he has tried you, he's going to see himself in you. When he has tried you, he's going to hear himself in you. When he has tried you, he's going to smell himself in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you're going to be promoted. Hallelujah. And I'll say we all are being promoted by his Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the time. I was thinking, oh, I could do probably about two or three of these today. And the Lord was like, no, no, no. You just do one. One is enough for right now. And I pray that you were blessed by the word today. And hallelujah. I was blessed by the word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we'll be on just a few more moments, not a few more moments, probably another 10 moments here, 10 minutes here. And I want you guys, if you want to make any comments, press your number one key. I see some of you have already done that. I'll tell you what, we'll do the prayer of salvation, and then we will tell you about Get 'Em Radio. And I'll open up all the lines. If you want to say anything, just prepare yourself because the lines will be open. We're not in a great big hurry right now, but I don't want to keep you all too long. And I'm just telling you that blessed me, and I pray that it did bless you. So if you were listening today and, you've been with us all this time, and we thank God for you for listening. And if you're not sure that you are born again, that you're saved, this is your time. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And he wants us to know that he loves us. So this trying and testing that we go through as we receive him as Lord and Savior, He's transforming us into his image and his likeness. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's making us really more precious than gold. Hallelujah. Now, Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that the Bible is true and what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you just make a choice to believe in your heart. Hallelujah. And repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Thank you right now that I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer, you are saved. Hallelujah. You are born again. Amen. And we want to pray over you. We pray right now in Jesus' name that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. And then that that rivers of living water will flow through you and you will speak in your prayer language. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Rabba Shoto Horabasia. Kire di Stola la Hasonde. That's my prayer language. You have one that will come forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now we want to invite you to learn and to grow with us. You can learn and grow at any Bible-believing church. And you can also learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. God has designed the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts so that we can learn and grow together. Every Sunday, we have our church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. Next Sunday, I will be preaching again, and we'll hear another word from Job that reveals more about the Lord. Hallelujah. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. So we'll be here tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday is our prayer time, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And that is every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have those who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. Then we have interpretation of tongues, which is awesome. On Thursday, Wednesday, I don't want to skip Wednesday. This Wednesday coming up, we're going to have Anointed Pandemic Babies, and that is one of our new broadcasts, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on this Wednesday, the 22nd of February, we're going to be praying for babies from birth to four. If there's anything going on with the babies, if they need healing, we're going to be praying for healing for the babies. If it's have any developmental issues, any health issues, mental issues, any social issues, hallelujah, the Lord is going to touch the babies on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And our guest speaker is going to be Reverend Bill Osborne. We've had him and his wife on all month, and it has been a wonderful time. Lots of prophetic words coming out. Hallelujah. And so on this Thursday, we're going to hear Reverend Bill preach the Word of God. So join us, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And I don't want to forget about next month. On the second Wednesday of the month, March the 8th, we'll have our healing service on Wednesday, March 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So join us for that as well. Amen. So I'm going to open up all the lines. Now, if you don't want to say anything, that's okay. Just put your mute on. But all the lines are being opened right now. If you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, you can go ahead and say that now. Just speak. Your lines are open.
Apostle, I thank God for the service today. Pastor Mom, again, I send much love to you and Pastor Catherine and Apostle, and just be always glad to hear your voice as you open up and as you close the services. Apostle, I want to thank God for the word today. I thank God for that pearl to ponder and the song. I thank God for the message on being the transformer, of God being the transformer who transforms us. And I love that scripture and that song from Galatians 2:20, that we're crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word. And then I thought about how my children sometimes look at us. There are differences. We're, you know, how every snowflake is different. It has some similarities, but they're very different. But there are some similarities. There are things that you and I, Apostle, because we were raised by our mom, that there are things sometimes we like you had with the with different things that we like alike. You know, they laugh because I like salmon croquettes and I like fried green tomatoes, you know, and different things like that. But today was just so it just hit me so hard till I cried. I just cried. They had to look at me because they wondered what's wrong with Mama. But I had to cry. So now I'm crying tears of appreciation because when you begin to play Ferris, Lord Jesus, if you were five, I was eight years old, and that became a song that I literally just was a song that touched my heart. So as a little child, and that when I would hear it, it would do something to see that song of Ferris. And every time I get a chance, I try to get different versions of that song to listen to. And so today when you played it, a sob came out of me to think about how long ago that he would still have us singing that song and remembering that song from our Lutheran days. I mean, we've been raised up in a very family with our grandmother being Church of God in Christ and was telling us we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We had our Baptist grandmama on the other side who knew that we needed to be saved and would take us to church, glory to God. And then when it became too difficult for our grandmother, as you know, to take us to church, at the Baptist church, there was a Lutheran church right across the street. And to me, that was one of the blessed, because it was not only a teaching ministry, but they had the Pastor Lawrence, they had a special hand upon their lives. And when they would play that song, Ferris, Lord Jesus, I mean, it would just do something. Beautiful Savior. Sometimes they call the song Beautiful Savior, others Ferris, Lord Jesus. But even to my age now and our ages now, it, like you played it, that touched my heart. So I thank God for you today on that. And then lastly, I want to thank God so much for this, hallelujah, for this message that God has given you in the book of Job, that God reveals himself to us through the book of Job, that he knows, hallelujah, that even when we go through the tried and tested, where our heart is proved, you said, and tried and we're refined like silver and gold, and that the trying of our faith, what does it do? What does it work in our lives? And then lastly, I love that part. I'm on my computer today so I could go to Bible Gateway. So before you got to the last part of it, what is gold like and what does gold look like and promotion looks like, I had given God them and wrote them all down, not, you know, just, you know, copied and pasted them also and put it on I have a document that's East St. Louis Christian Center that I put on there each week, you know, to go and just put it so I can have a running of what you're doing and what goal looks like and promotion looks like. And I said, this was just so wonderful. So I appreciate what God is doing in and through you. I thank God for his word this morning and thank God for all the precious saints in their respective places. And I'm going back on mute. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Yeah, that song took me back to, wow. Anyone else?
Nobody else but me.
Yes, ma'am. She said nobody else but her. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Mom, you have a comment you want to make?
Yes. Anyway,
it was a good service?
A good service.
Okay.
Now, pray it out.
You gonna pray now?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody saying something?
Yeah. It's Jim. I wanted to say something. Remember all those times you prayed for your our finances? And when you say multiply, that part was like all of it, the entire thing was like all of your prayer was answered. It kept multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying.
Glory to God.
Amen. You notice it more.
Huh? Gabrielle, I don't think we've seen the end of it.
It's never the end.
Say it again.
When you're with God, it's never the end, especially to your blessings.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm watching Gabriel right now, so if you keep flashing, just know that's him.
So you watching Gabriel and what else? Okay.
Having playtime. Okay, we love y'all. And he was saying something when after Gabrielle finished the scripture in Hebrews. He was saying something.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all. God bless you.
We love
Hallelujah.
Y'all.
Amen. We're gonna just praise God that he continues to multiply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And one of my favorite words is multiply exponentially. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else before Pastor Mom closes us out? All righty. Okay, I even checked my messages this time. I was going to say going, gone. All right, Pastor Mom. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between
one level one.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the day. Love you.